Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Windshear, full of hot air and out of time.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 12, Missing Pieces. Issue 2, From Punches to Puzzles. The cover is a brick wall from edge to edge. Spray-painted over the Protean City Comics title is the phrase Blitz is Back, above an unflattering graffiti caricature of Windshear. Police lights bathe the bottom corner in red and blue light.
The first panel of our comic is the sort of top-down view of this alleyway that we were in last issue, and we see the five of you standing in a circle, with the three of our young heroes standing next to each other, facing off against Timeline, and the woman who Alina knows was Kid Blitz once upon a time. And Timeline has stepped back from where she had sort of stepped forward to greet Frequency and gone for the fist bump. And so we hear her, or we see a speech bubble from this sort of like high up distance of her saying, "Ooh, I guess that's fair." And we cut down to that position, and we cut down to like ground level, and she says, "But I hope that won't stop us from working together in the future. If we've kind of got a thing we might need your help with."
Quick question. This is more world history than memory. Dynamic Blitz. Radio host? Right? Okay.
Jeannie Robertson.
So it's possible that Frequency, almost possibly the number one dynamic Blitz in the world,
we
may actually recognize.
Oh, that's true.
The Kid Blitz.
So we definitely
forgotten sidekick.
We definitely had established that you were like as a radio head or type or a radio person. Listened to her. Had listened to the Dynamic Blitz's like old broadcasts because she's like a big deal.
Yeah.
As a hero radio host. Yeah. Everyone kind of knew that she was both.
Yeah.
So yeah, you probably would recognize.
But I'm a weird Blitz head in that I know all those weird things, and I've listened to like the lost tapes and whatnot. So
God, I love Blitz head so much.
Yeah. It's okay. Good. So you would definitely recognize. Probably not as like, so you probably don't know the whole history.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like you definitely like not the way that Alina does, having like probably extensively studied this. But yeah, you would recognize her.
Recognize. Okay. Okay. Us? Is this some other member of the old guard we haven't met before?
And she turns around and she kind of like looks at the little woman and cocks her head and the woman turns back and like she makes eye contact. She looks at you. Like she's kind of like awkwardly trying to not look at Windshear, but she'll look at you and she'll say, No, not a member of the old guard, no. And I haven't really been a hero for a while.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sorry. And Frequency is getting really excited. were you gonna say that?
It's nice to meet you. Do you go by Kid Blitz still?
Okay. Are you Kid? This is Kid Blitz. Wait, are you Kid Blitz?
And she's gonna step back and pull up her hood over her face, not over her face, but over her head. And she's gonna step back. And she's going to turn and look at Timeline, and the two of them are going to kind of like make eye contact for a second, and she's going to kind of like psych herself back up, and she reaches behind herself, behind her back, and from like a place on her belt, she's going to pull out a spray paint, like a can of spray paint, and just kind of shake it up really fast because she's a speedster. And she's going to just like, there's a moment where she quick, like kind of like dashes towards the wall. And gets like really close up to the brick wall, and she's gonna spray paint the word Blitz, and turn back to you and just say, "You can just call me Blitz."
Awesome. Okay.
Windshear definitely looks at it and goes, ma'am, that's destruction of public property. I'm going to have to ask you to not do that anymore. Is that... Do they not still... There's still destruction of public property laws.
Ramon, I think the cops will handle it if it's a problem.
Okay, do you need me to go talk to them while you get up to something back here?
No, I think...
And we do see a panel of back the mouth of the alleyway, and we can kind of see off to one side some blue lights, or flashing blue and red lights as the police are sort of like to remind the viewer or to remind the readers that in fact, like we did know that like the frequency saw some police officers coming. So they're not here yet, but it's something that you should think about.
I think Windshear's going to like lean into Alina and say, she is definitely not comfortable with me being here. And I'm not comfortable with being a part of this, as he's pointing up at the spray painting. So I'm just going to go talk to the police, let them know everything is okay. And I'll meet up with you. And with that, he just like turns to walk out towards the police, like with a hand raised, kind of like waving to them. Over here, officers.
No, Ramon, I don't think that's the best. And he's gone.
And she, as you like brush past her, she is going to just kind of like speed around to the other side of the alleyway. Mm-hmm. And on the other wall in with the same just like black spray paint a like because she has a lot of time because she can move very fast, like a weirdly accurate picture of you and just caption it, Windshear is an asshole.
And he looks over his shoulder and he goes like, that seems really unnecessary. And then moves on to go talk to the police. Like,
flips the can and puts it back in a pouch behind her back.
Oh man, this is awesome. Frequency is still a little too excited for his own good right now. And I know there's discussions to be had, but Ben runs up with a little notebook out. He's like, kid, but... Blitz. Sorry. I know it's weird. But just before, can I have an autograph? Like, can I get your autograph? Please.
And she is gonna.
Please, can I have your autograph?
She's kind of been like being very like loose and like I'm making fun of Windshear a little bit, and then when you do that, she kind of like pulls back into like being a little tense, and she looks over at Timeline again, kind of almost in like a like asking for permission type way, and Timeline kind of gives her a nod and is like, yeah, he's cool, you can go ahead, and so she'll sign, and it's super fast, and it just says Blitz.
As she's doing that, I take my phone out and snap a selfie.
And she kind of just like cringes a little bit as you take her picture, but she kind of like is okay, and she hands you back the book. Timeline is going to come over, and she's going to say, so the last time so I know that the last kind of mission we were on together didn't really go super great, and I know that it didn't merely leave us like kind of on the best terms, because you know how adults are doing stupid stuff. And she's kind of like slowly de-aging back down to like your age as she's kind of like having this conversation with you. It's like really subtle. She has pretty fine control over her powers. And she's going to say, but you know, like I feel like we work together and like I feel like I can trust you. And that's the important thing. There's not a lot of people in this city who I feel like I trust right now. And like we need some help.
Okay. If we can help you and Blitz. Yeah. Sure. What can we do?
We're gonna. So we jump out to the like just outside the alleyway.
Is there media there too, or not yet?
No.
Okay.
And there's just a police car that kind of drives slowly past. Mm-hmm. And as the police officer sees you, he is going to roll down his window and kind of pull the car over to the side of the road. And he's going to say, you making any trouble?
No, officer. Just taking care of a quick thing. Are you familiar with the villain punchline?
And he's going to look back at a laptop. It's sort of like between his the steering wheel and his partner. And he's going to like tap something on it. He's going to turn back and say, you see him around here? Messing around with a computer, messing with any drones or anything.
And Windshear definitely, like, his brow furrows. No officer, there were some hobbyists flying above. But as far as I know, nobody bothered or messed with them.
And the police officer is just gonna look at you and go, all right, kid, stay out of trouble. And he's gonna just roll up his window and drive off.
Officer, we attempted to apprehend.
And he just kind of gives you a wave and then pulls his hand in before the window closes, and the police officer drives away.
And Windshear just is like standing there with like a just totally baffled look on his face, because this is clearly like an important thing that just went down, and these officers of the law don't want to stop and talk about it.
No.
This is important times.
They had a thing to come check on, and they did.
Yeah, so Windshear is just like left standing outside the alley, and he looks back in, sees everybody talking, and kind of just like hunkers up a little bit and leans against the wall to wait for them so that he's not making Blitz uncomfortable.
We cut back to the alleyway. And Blitz is going to kind of like, she's starting to come out of herself again. And she's going to say, so when you did, on the day that the mayor's daughter was here, and then she kind of like points at timeline as well, timeline. That attack happened. You captured one of the assailants, the attackers. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. And she kind of like, she pauses like, cause you're kind of just like staring at her like, wide eyed. And so she's like, wait, like, did that happen? Right. Okay. And so she continues. And the old guard took custody of that individual, and they were passed off to the police, for interrogation, and, they're gone. Disappeared. That's not great because,
I don't understand. The security systems at the old guard's facility is top of the line. Like, uncrackable.
How did someone escape? She's going to say, there wasn't any evidence that there was an escape. He was just there one day and then he wasn't. And, it makes us wonder if maybe there isn't someone, on the old guard, who is compromised, not on our side. Something is not great. You guys have been here. I've been watching things that are happening in the city. People attacked the city. These mercenaries or whoever they were, they attacked you guys while you were here. How did they even know where you were? Falcon's been in here. They unleashed they released a dinosaur in the middle of the city. They sent a human bomb to work with some adolescents and like things are happening that are weird and not explained, and I don't know who to trust, and I just know, but timeline, she trusts you. I don't think you're caught up in it. And we need to, it's getting serious enough that we need to find help and we need to figure out what's going on.
All right.
And people we're taking into custody are just disappearing.
Okay, we need to get off the streets before we continue discussing this. Do you have a place in mind or... Do you have a place in mind?
And she'll look over a timeline, and timeline's gonna be like, we can't go back to the old guard, to the headquarters. Not if we think that someone there is compromised.
All right, my place it is. And then I look at Ramon, and I look back at Blitz and say, it's actually our place right now. Is that going to be a problem?
And she's gonna look at you and ask, is it really him?
Yes and no. He's not from this world. He's another version. And if I'm honest, completely different from the wind shear that I know.
And we get Ramon like standing, just like looking at a wall and kind of like bouncing a rock off the wall, like kind of air powering it back to his hand.
She's going to turn to you and probably like zip over and grab the rock. Mm. And she gets really up close to you and she says, "I'm going to trust you because I think you're different. But if you abandon me again, then we're going to have problems." And she's going to zip back to the rest of the group.
And Winsher just looks kind of taken aback and confused. And he like puts a hand up and like pushes it through his hair and kind of works his shoulders for a moment and goes, "All right, I guess."
So do we want to just cut back to Alina's stronghold?
I think so. Yep. I think that makes most sense.
First, we get a large panel of a sort of red-bricked office park-looking establishment. And it's not really well-focused. You're not close enough. But something doesn't seem quite right. It looks a little overgrown. No one's been taking care of the grounds, and there's no cars at all. And then we push in to the interior of the base, and you can see that most of the exterior windows are either boarded over or sort of papered, so it looks like an empty room from the outside, and there's just a collection of three futons circled around a IKEA coffee table. And the robot dogs have all clustered on, you know, started climbing on top of Ramon, as they are accustomed to doing now when he gets home. And Alina just offers everyone a seat and then reaches underneath her futon and just starts throwing Gatorade at people. "You like blue? Blue? I've got blue or red."
Blue.
"Blue. All right. Blue. Ben?"
"Red, please."
"All right. Sweet. Blitz? Preference?"
Either.
"All right."
Yeah, Winshear knows almost nothing about the future, but he does know that he enjoys the blue one more than the red one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's definitely has like one of the, he has one of the little, like he has the little square robot with just a little blinking light on his lap, and he's just kind of like petting it a little bit, kind of just absentmindedly.
I'm off on the side trying to teach one how to roll over. By rolling over.
Yeah. I don't think that they're even dogs.
No, they're robots. Like,
I know. I'm just trying to get it to teach it to roll over.
So when you guys get in and you settle down somewhere, you sit around. Do we have, so you said there were a bunch of futons.
Yes.
And so Timeline would pick up again and say, "So there were exactly 4 people who knew where we were that day. The old guard and Lunar Lens. And none of them knew exactly where we were before the attack happened. So it's a really weird coincidence that someone was able to send a team looking for the mayor's daughter to exactly where we were. And given everything else that's happening around the city recently, it's too much of a coincidence for me to just accept. And that makes me extremely terrified, because that means that either one of my team members or the Lunar Lens are compromised. And that's really not a happy thought. And then that we hand off the apprehended criminal, the only person who could possibly tell us how they knew, and that person just disappears, is either let go or teleported out or something. But like Arcana pointed out, The Old Guard HQ's security systems are very top of the line, but they were only there for a couple hours before they were transferred to the full protection of the city's high threat detention facility, where no one should have been able to get out of. And the fact that they are just gone is unacceptable, and again, terrifying. So we've been looking into this. We've been trying to keep it quiet, but given that you kids were there that day, but you've also been like the targets of some of these things, it makes me think that you're not involved. And so we wanted to bring you in and see if you could help us. We just need more eyes.
More eyes on what?
And Blitz is going to step in and say, don't you see something is going on in this city. Something terrible is happening. People are like the heroes are potentially compromised. Villains are rampaging everywhere. This is not normal. And when we try to lock people up, they disappear. People who are like the Falcon is, like I said, releasing dinosaurs into the city, and that is not good. And there's no one we can trust. And so we need to figure out what is going on and how these people know where we're going to be before we're going to be there and stop it.
So it sounds like your communications are compromised or you have a mole. So where do you want us to start looking? Do you have files? Do you have access?
Why don't we just go talk to this Falcon guy?
No, Ramon, we've had this discussion. Falcon is the... what did you call it?
The FBI.
Yes, it's like the FBI. What's that for?
The Federal Bureau of Investigations?
Do
you not have an FBI? How do you investigate things? This isn't the point.
It's like right. The FBI, their investigations, their protections,
get what the FBI
swift
does.
Response teams.
Okay. So we can't talk. Okay, we can call them. They've got like a tip line or something.
Falcon has been known to have maybe some suspect interests. And I know that I'm not on the best terms with them at the moment.
Criminals. They're all criminals.
Fine men and women involved in Falcon.
From the bottom to the top, they're all criminals. They keep kidnapping people and releasing dinosaurs and setting off bombs. And so Falcon can't be trusted.
So if I meet some Falcon agents, what do I do?
You run.
Got it.
So we come back to where do we begin? And I'm just going to grab... underneath my futon again. It's the Alina futon.
Mm-hmm.
A wireless keyboard, and I'm going to turn on the whole wall of monitors that's taking up one wall of the room and just start not hacking. She's not a hacker. But maybe pulling up some blogs, some tip lines and things like that just to, you know, run sort of a comparison thing of like weird anomalies in headlines and Protean City official police force tweets. And
can you, so it sounds like you're trying to unleash your powers. So can you do that?
Yes.
Roll me a roll.
10.
Okay. Nice. So, on a 10, on a hit, you do it. So you do it. So what are you looking for here?
Well, they're saying that there's sort of a pattern of bizarre events happening. So I'm basically kind of just trying to substantiate their claims, trying mm-hmm. to link up any instances with known.
So yeah, you can see. So you're able to, like, from your access to public records, for example, you're able to find some things that substantiate some of these claims. Mm-hmm. Like there is a transfer of criminals report filed by the Old Guard that indicates that they're transferring a criminal in their holding over to the like high risk penitentiary, and but then there isn't a matching like receiving file, and that's like a that receiving file should have been created automatically when they filed the transfer forms. The fact that there is one but not the other is really weird. Like, it's not that they didn't receive, like it's not marked as received, it's just that receiving file, which should be there, doesn't exist. Doesn't look like it ever existed. Which is odd. There's just a lot of like odd missing bits of data. Like, when you start to really look into things, it's the kind of stuff that you would never like notice if you were just skimming past. But because you are investigating these kinds of things specifically, like especially around, if you were looking into things around that incident of that day, a lot of the like the security camera footage is missing. In a way that, like, if a mercenary group is about to assault like a secret base, it makes sense they would cut the footage.
Yeah, but the video feed.
But like, there should be that like couple seconds of footage where like they're on the camera before they cut, like as they show up to the place before they can cut the cameras. But it like it cuts out before anyone shows up, which is kind of weird. And which sort of indicates that maybe it's not the local camera being hacked, but like the larger system that's being hacked.
Okay.
Which, because it's Protean City, means like something happened from like the local, like the security system, like which is like headquarters out of like the main police office, which is really like well protected. So that doesn't make any sense to you. I need one third thing. What would something else you would be investigating?
Okay, I would be looking at the people on duty during the transfer, their financials, their public records, their any arrests or person. I mean, is Ben boosting my ability? Because am I looking at personnel records?
I can't. I have an idea for how to drop something to connect it to try and get us somewhere. I don't know if it's where we're going or not, but okay. I understand you're trying to finish up that idea of things that she's looking at.
Yeah.
And so have anything so nice
to if you're that. Looking for, so as you go to like sort of investigate the people who are on duty that day for the transfer, you do find that like a couple of them got like extra bonuses. It's in a weird way because it looks like a normal police, like it's the way if you're like, as you dig into the like the HR records, they're issued from the police office, like the main like HQ. But that money doesn't seem to come from like the police office like bank account. Like, it just doesn't come from any account. It just sort of appears. Like, there's no distributing source for that income. And so it's just like somebody received money from nowhere. And that's kind of odd.
See, that's really odd.
And Winshear looks up like he's... not all of this is so much... It's so tech. And he doesn't get it. And so he just looks at him and goes, what? Did you find him? You got him?
No, it's these two guards, they received these bonuses, right? But they were issued as manual checks, but there's no check number on them, and there's no indication that they were ever direct deposited. So how did they get that money?
I think there's gonna be a moment where Timeline walks over behind you and is like looking up at the screen, and she just looks at you and goes, how do you have access to this? Where did this, what kind of a computer, whose resources are these?
It's called the internet. And Winshear grabs his mask and like shoves it into his belt and goes like, let's go talk to him.
The internet?
It's the internet, right?
No, but.
And she's going to look around and just kind of again be like,
who are you working with?
And. I do not. I give you boys in no uncertain terms with my eyes saying, we don't mention the asset.
Yeah, making that very clear. My guess is that the asset also sat down with Windshear and had like a very long conversation about secret identities, because mm-hmm. Windshear is very familiar with that, mm-hmm. but the asset is more secret than Windshear by a long yeah. margin.
As you're looking through all these files, you're looking up newspaper headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing security camera footage, all of mm-hmm. this stuff.
Personnel
here.
Files.
Personnel files. And on the newspaper headlines, like it's front page screenshots even of news websites, up in the corner is like current weather. It's just like snapshots of it. Current weather, current traffic. On all, not all, but most of the security footage, down in the bottom corner, Callaway Core. And so I'm like, hang on, guys, there was something that was a little weird tonight. Alina, can you check something for me really quick? Can you pull up positioning of like the city's like weather drones and traffic drones and give me like a position pattern over the past like 12 hours?
I can certainly try. I don't think I've ever hacked the weather station before.
Do you think you can do it?
Let's see. Yeah, that's all yeah. I want to do.
Okay. Just...
Both of you on the same keyboard.
Yeah. I'm going somewhere with this. I promise.
That's good.
I like where
so
it's going.
Is that... would that fall into the regular realm of like things you would have access to? Or is this again, like, should we roll for this again?
I would think she can just pull up a position dead. Like, if you're getting into personnel...
Oh, yeah, record, you know yeah. what? You that's know fair. What? And most, like, most, if it, are you talking about the public agency? Like, it's a public, like, office of weather and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Then, okay. So I can make this even easier.
Okay.
So you know that there's, like, because Protean City has this, like pretty advanced, like, weather monitoring, traffic monitoring system, mm-hmm. you can go back to that data, which is, like, just available open source for people to look at.
Right.
And
it's public record.
It's public record.
So maybe we don't need to have a conversation about
and you can.
I can try.
And you can probably pretty easily, because, like, you've got a computer and you're used to, like, investigating stuff,
mm-hmm.
Sort of, like, working reverse engineering, like where, like you can tell where the drones were based off of like where the weather updates occur first, and you can kind of like figure out like, okay, well, if we like if this based off of where these updates were happening, and mm-hmm. you probably like if you look at specific like layers on the like weather, like I don't know, but there's probably a way where you can look at this public data and figure out where the drones were based off of where they're updating data and pull that together into like a map and lay it over. I imagine now you can pull up a big weather map of the city mm-hmm. that has like the clouds and radar stuff on top of it, and then you have been able to like add like a line of mm-hmm. the, of where the drones were moving.
Okay, so. Yeah, it looks like they were in a cluster at the beginning of the morning of the day in question. But, it doesn't look like... Let me go back a couple of days. Yeah, this pattern doesn't seem remotely the same.
Yeah. So there's like a... You definitely notice, unless you want to describe something, but there's definitely like a...
Yep.
The weather, there's like a standard weather pattern
yep.
Where these drones move through the city pretty much the same way every day. And the weather pattern has been like slowly shifting. Like those drones are moving slowly out of line so that on today, for some like weird reason, three or four of the drones pass over where you were able to identify like is where you were earlier that day. And it's like, it's not like an abrupt change. But if you flip like a month back, it's totally different than the way the drones used to fly. And it's weird they would get this close. But over the course of like 2 to 3 weeks, they've been just slowly inching closer and closer to each other in their paths. So that on a day-to-day basis, if anyone was looking, you wouldn't notice something too dramatic from the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at this data all together, you can see somebody is moving these drones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, earlier tonight, I wasn't able to get into any of those drones. They had some security blocked me out. They got out of range. But you can tell here by this map, they don't usually follow these patterns.
Yeah, usually they head towards where the storm fronts.
And then they're now like this cluster is starting to deviate away from that.
So what, are they trying to like not look at something? Is that what you're saying? Am I getting this?
I think they're trying to not look at something, or they... are trying to look at something, but they're mm-hmm. acting strangely. And
do you think you could figure out whether this is like a manual override or whether this is being done remotely?
They've got some pretty strong security on their, you know, on their front end here. But if we can get closer and get, you know, some closer access towards, you know, some of their servers, I might be able to get in there. In my mind, with a not futuristic, but fancy city like this, you're not going to have all just surveillance cameras sitting there. You've got mm-hmm. drones yeah. acting as surveillance. And I have no idea. Is Callaway Core an established thing or no?
Callaway Corp is they're an energy corporation.
Okay.
And
anyone that's Department of Energy is always fishy.
They're a private corporation. Think a lot like they're something like a cross between like Stark Industries and like all of the businesses that like Elon Musk runs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do like advanced future renewable energy. They were putting these drones up in the air to watch weather patterns to try to figure out where the best way to like put weather, like wind turbines in the city. And they were just realizing that they were already running drones all over the city, and that they could easily just repurpose those drones to also monitor the weather and traffic and stuff and just provide that. And because
the
they are like
and traffic.
Yeah. And so they just have sort of helped out like provide that for the city, because also like especially for if you are a hero or if you're the police force monitoring like where like a giant dinosaur is rampaging in the city, it's important to know where the traffic is to try to figure out the best ways to like reroute traffic around it. And so they provided that, and they are kind of like a big like everybody, like if you think about like they're just a very high tech, they have a campus north of the city up by sort of where the university is. And so they employ a lot of people in Protean City, and they're a ubiquitous name associated with technology.
Oh, then we should have definitely reacted when you were like Callaway. I'm like, whoa.
But they're like they're thought of in a positive way. Like they provide a lot of positive good. Like there's nothing sinister about them. Like this is really weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the second time Callaway has come up.
Well, so we're capes. Let's go chat with them. You know, if they're up to something fishy, then we can investigate, but let's just go see if this is intentional.
I think it'd be worth checking out.
Fine. I'd rather not be exposed at this point in the investigation, but if you guys want to walk into the lion's den, be my guest.
I mean, we could call them first.
And no, Witcher's
don't. Got his cell phone out because like, he's been handed a burner phone, and into like the dial section, he's like typed Callaway, trying to search for it, and he's dialed a number. Yeah, 22. And it's like this isn't a number, and he just kind of like tosses the phone down onto the couch and goes like, "All right, then. So we've got some leads. Arcana, you and me, we'll go talk to the boys in blue." Frequency, you take Blitz and Timeline, go see if you can computer things, right?
Yeah, close enough.
With the internet.
Yeah.
And he gives kind of like a proud little, yeah, he's got this.
If we're going to meet with law enforcement, can you please just wear one of the hoodies that you know who gave you?
I hate the hoodies.
I know you hate the hoodies.
I look like a bum.
I know that you feel that way, but it's important that we blend in. And one of the things that does not blend in is your hero costume.
And so we get a couple panels of you, of people like moving around this space, preparing, and like you go or whatever, once you go get a sweater or something to put on, and... And as everyone's like kind of getting ready to move out, like while Windshear is away, actually out of the room, going to get the hoodie, Blitz is going to kind of like take you aside, Alina.
Okay.
And she's gonna be like, "Hey, so I know that you don't know me that well, and I know that you say that he's different, and he's not the other Windshear, but like you need to know." Like you should watch him watch him because the other Windshear, the Windshear from our world, he left me for dead. And I just like, as much as you think he's different, be prepared for him to do the same.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Be careful out there.
I will.
And she kind of like does the thing where she pulls back. She probably crosses her arms, pulls back into herself a little bit, and just kind of nods a whole bunch and backs away and turns around and goes to find Timeline.
It's probably for the best we're splitting up. All right.
So where are you going?
So we're heading down to...
Are you going? I guess my question is: are you going to the police like headquarters, or are you trying to find like these individuals at their homes?
I think, because of our age, because of our age, it may not necessarily be considered as suspicious. We have better covers, basically, to go down to these people's, to the police station and start asking around. Because for all they know, we're part of a mentorship program or, you know, we're trying to get out of a speeding ticket or whatever. Yeah. So I think that that's the least invasive and most... understandable if we get caught.
Yep. And the cool. The police HQ, like Protean City Police Headquarters, is in sort of central Protean City. Mm-hmm. And it is a big building. It's a big, like, it's got a dome on top, it's got pillars in the front. Think like traditional
Capitol building?
Like city Capitol building style things. It's like, it's got a big, like, it's a big old building. It may even be like from like the before the Renaissance of Protean City sort of evolution.
So does Windshear recognize it?
I don't think so. I think things are different enough in this timeline that you don't. And then little things have changed about it. But this is like you said, it's a place where beyond just sort of being the central, like there are police officers stationed here who work out of this office, but it is also functions as like kids who are developing powers who want to engage with the city's like super teen like working together with the government stuff program that you guys were previously part of and kind of got kicked out of. Like they would come here to sign up to work with the government for that. People who are just looking to like find lost cats and find lost friends and that sort of thing. Like there's a lot of just like bureaucratic stuff that goes off in this building too. So it would be easy for you to walk in and like, and poke around.
Okay.
Without looking too suspicious at first, at least.
All right. So I'm going to make my way to, the duty sergeant.
As we're going in, Windshear's hood is up and he's looking super suspicious.
Yeah. 8 Mile, take the hoodie off.
And he nods and like goes to take off the sweatshirt.
The hood. The hood.
Sorry. And he gets the thing back, kind of like shakes his head and like his wavy hair is all like flicking around.
Okay. We need to find whoever the dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can find the two officers that we found.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to approach.
Yeah, there's probably a front office somewhere in there that is sort of like not the bureaucratic section, but is like the more policey, like if you're here to report a crime type of desk, who would be the person who would dispatch police officers out. They're not the person answering the like 911 calls, but they're there to help.
Hello, I'm Cindy. I was wondering if...
Do you have an emergency?
If
are you or your friend immediately in trouble?
Officer Scarpetta was on duty.
So the officer at the front desk just continues typing and eventually sort of says, "Do you have an?" And then then kind of like stops typing and goes, "Wait, that doesn't make sense." Who are you looking for again?
Officer
Scarpetta. Officer Scarpetta. He saved our father. He came in and he really, I look around this city and I see all of these people putting on capes and putting on masks and thinking that they're fighting crime and thinking that they're making things better. But really what it is our men and women that are on the front line putting on the badge and doing what they need to do. And just like you are here defending this precinct and defending your people inside, they have so proudly and bravely protected us. And we just want to have the opportunity to look Officer Scarpetta in the face and shake their hand and thank them for keeping our family together.
Mm. As you can...
I'm trying to provoke into getting her to let us in.
So roll to provoke.
So if I give a speech on morality and heroism, I can provoke using savior instead of superior.
Okay, then go ahead and do that.
That is 11.
Sorry, my brother Leroy is very, very grateful. You guys are our heroes.
And Ramon turns his head and looks and goes, Leroy.
And this officer kind of like stops typing and fully shifts to look at the two of you and says, that is an incredibly touching story. Let me see if Officer Scarpetta is off duty. Maybe you can. Maybe he's here in the precinct, or I can find out where he's working this evening, and maybe I can call him back in or something. And they turn back and are typing on their computer and kind of like looks at some stuff on the computer and goes, I have an idea. I can make this work. And goes back and types some more things and stands up and walks around from the in front of the desk and just says in this kind of like wink wink kind of voice, like, you kids making trouble here in the police station, I'm gonna have to take you with me and put you in this interrogation room, and I'm gonna have to come and have, and they're shaking their finger at you going, I'm gonna have Officer Scarpetta come down and have a talk with you, and this
not
is
not Scarpetta.
This is not the kind of behavior that you two youngsters should be exhibiting here. Like, you should look around you and learn from Officer Scarpetta. He is an upstanding member of this police force, and hopefully he will find that you give you a talking to, and then they get away from the sort of like main area of the police force, and they're like, I'll send him in, he'll come talk to you in a second,
thank you,
and they're gonna push you into the into like a pretty standard interrogation room.
Okay,
and close the door.
Can I contact Ben?
Sure.
So I'm gonna contact Ben on our communicators. And maybe just via text, because that's a little more subtle. Mm. But I'm just going to text him saying, we're in the Protean City Police Station, Interrogation Room C. We're going to need these tapes without anybody else seeing them. Can you manage?
Okay, so I am... sitting on the back of this motorcycle, sitting behind
Timeline,
who's driving pretty fast.
Yeah,
my hood is down, flapping. My headphones are around my neck,
mm-hmm.
and the cord that's never plugged into anything is also out, just blowing in the wind behind me.
Yeah,
and I've got my arms around Timeline's like waist, and I'm kind of feeling awkward. I'm kind of feeling kind of a badass. I'm kind of scared I'm going to fall off.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what to expect.
Oh.
And my phone buzzes. Thankfully, I'm Frequency. I can figure out what it says without having to take my phone out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never going to get arrested for texting and driving.
Exactly. And I send a quick like a text back. Yeah, sure. Can do. Let me know when.
And so we get a panel that is the sort of like pulled back version of that. And we see Frequency and Timeline on this motorcycle. That is Timeline's motorcycle. And we see the sort of the grayish streak behind adjacent to the motorcycle that is Blitz keeping up, because Blitz is obviously a speedster. We pull back and we get a broader shot. That's like this cool, very like artistic over like view of the city, because there is a main highway in Protean that runs up the coast just on the inner side of the beach that looks out over the water. And you guys are just it's the fastest way to get north because you're heading up there. And so we see that, and we see the view out over the bay, and it's probably still pretty dark. And it's probably starting to rain a little bit. It's starting to rain a little bit, and we get a couple cool, like cyberpunky like shots of motorcycling through a brightly lit city. And pretty in city is pretty colorful at night too. Mm. So the final page of the comic is two full panel pages, and one is you guys on the motorcycle as Timeline pulls up and stops in front of the Callaway Corporation headquarters, which is this cool big building. That's just like the craziest, like there's a lot of modern art that goes on in Protean City, but this is like extreme modern art. It's a lot of like weird rectangles propped weirdly on top of other rectangles. And there's a big sign that says Callaway Corporation. And so we see like a big pulled out site of that. And then the other panel is the interrogation room with Alina and Ramon sitting down, or maybe not sitting down, but milling around.
I think Ramon is like leaning against the wall casually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Officer Scarpetta steps in and says, "Hey, I'm Officer Scarpetta. It's nice to meet you guys."
And the door just slams behind him as Windshear just uses like his full force of wind to just hold it shut. Yeah. And he goes, "Officer, we've got a couple questions for you."
"Yes. Please take a seat."
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at @AndTheMeltdowns. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at @DrCaptainCobalt. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at herlockholmes1. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.